Accession number 9048, reel 3.
Accession number 9048, reel 3.
She had beam tubes. One torpedo that side and one torpedo this side. Yes. Beam tubes. And she tipped on like that. Everything moved, went down. All the crew went to hang on the roof with the rand. See? You had two spare torpedoes over the beam tubes. Two in the tubes and two spare ones. Mm. See? I can remember the Harbottle, the captain, he got his foot on one, got over the roof, and he blew her up. He said, blow 6 and 7, that was externals, mm-hmm. external tanks.
Yes.
You see, in those days, you had to open the Kingston valve.
Yes.
You see, and then if you wanted to blow the water out, you had to open your blow.
Yes.
Now it's all automatic, you see.
Yeah.
In those days, it was all hand. There was only one stoker there, just at the rear of the engines where the clutches was. He had to go from one side of the ship to the other.
Yes.
He was the only bloke that saved it. Mm. And the air tiffy,
mm-hmm.
in charge of the air,
yes.
he had to climb up on all fours, go open another couple of bottles.
Yes, bottle groups. Mm.
Couple of bottle groups,
yeah. Yes.
I think. And, of course, it was his job to see this year, this tank that was full up half, the yes. compensating tank, mm-hmm. you see? As they used to use the fuel,
yes.
so much fuel, yes. they take yeah. in so much more, yes. so as to give mm-hmm. the board mm-hmm. the
yes.
same buoyancy,
yes.
you see? The E-boats, they were not bad, but in the first place, in the...
You didn't finish the story. You didn't finish. What happened... After that?
Oh, in the... he blew the externals, 7 and 8.
Mm.
And we were down by 150 feet then, 150 feet was a...
Was a maximum in those days. Yes.
And we were all for Europa Pipeline, where it's deep. You see? Mm. And all the acid from the battery ran down to
the back of the tank.
I was stood down hanging on in the beam tubes, and all this acid ran over my leg. Oh, yeah. Yeah. The whole battery shifted. What it could.
Mm.
You see, the battery was wedged in by staves. Small staves, see? And wax.
Mm.
And all that, you see? Right. We leveled her off, and
yes.
we blew her up.
Mm-hmm.
And blew the two and three externals in the control room, and that's, we got that.
Yeah.
Went into Gibraltar.
What had happened? Why did it, what went, what had gone wrong?
This compensating tank was full up. It ought to have been empty.
Mm.
I think. It ought to have been empty.
Now, was that Chief Stoker's job?
No. The air tiffy.
Air tiffy?
Yeah. Lum Warner. I tried to blame him, but he wasn't no more to blame than all the other. There were only four tiffies aboard there.
Yes.
Four. That's all. Yeah. And that was the cause of the setup.
Mm-hmm.
We went to Malta.
Yes.
Eventually went to Malta after going into the dockyard. There was nobody that knew anything about submarines in 1915. We had one joiner from the dockyard to help us. Otherwise, the crew, we had to take all them batteries out. Rosinite the tank out again and put the battery back.
Back in again.
Refill
them with acid.
Yeah. That's how we got to. Then we went to Malta. Went up the Adriatic Sea. Didn't find anything. We were very unlucky. We never seen no Germans ever. We went to Crete. Crete. Yeah, and Crete. That was their rendezvous. Of course, it's nothing strange now to do 18 days underneath the water, but it wasn't them days. We used to do 18 hours a day, because it long days out there. We used to come up just before it got dark. Otherwise, we was down all the time. And these bottles used to leak.
Air bottles?
The air bottles. Mm-hmm. And you've got an abdominal pressure. That's why I'm deaf, Albert. When the conning tower lid was open, it used to go like this. Sometimes she used to put the compressor on it while we were submerged.
Yes, in order to reduce the pressure in the boat.
Yeah. All those long trips, I used to sleep on the torpedo tube.
Mm-hmm.
Half-round torpedoes, you see. And the butterfly nuts to open.
Yes.
Then I was in the dockyard, I got a board, and I put a board along there.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I used to... That's where I used to sleep. Sat there for about 2 years. That's where the rats used. We were loaded with rats.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And just at the other side of the bulkhead door was the freshwater pump.
Mm-hmm.
And the rats had to run once every 24 hours. Oh, yeah. I feel the rats going running over the top of me. But I was sitting up, laying on them. Simply a matter of laying down and going on watch and coming off again. See? You couldn't wash very well because there was no water. You had a pint of water. Sometimes you only had a pint of water. You could even make tea with it. I used to shave in cold tea. Yeah, it's quite different now. Yeah.
How long were you in E-21?
Oh, 1950, over 2 years.
Mm.
Over 2 years.
Mm. Did you go to another boat before the end of the war?
No.
No,
that's the only one in the First World War.
Yeah.
Yes, the only one I went to during the First World War. That's right, yeah. And, when I came home, When I come home, went to general service.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I went to general service. You had so many years to come.
Yeah.
And then you support the ad again.
Yeah. Inconstant.
Inconstant.
Mm-hmm.
That was the K-5. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was the mothership.
Oh, yes.
There was one, K-5.
Yes.
That's when I was in K-5. Now, K-5 was the dirtiest submarines there were.
Well, the K-boats.
K-boats.
Mm.
They were very long boats.
Mm.
They had steam turbines.
Steam turbines, I know,
See, very dirty they were. And steam turbines, and they had the... As the funnels went down, you're going to dive. And the funnel went down, so as the door came over and closed the door. You should get very hot inside, especially if you had to dive in a hurry. Yes, I went round England. We went round England twice, I think, in K-5. Right around Scotland, right around. We was diving up in Scotland one day in K-5, and. All of a sudden, she tipped up, went down, and she hit the bottom. Tell when she hit the bottom. Good job we was in shallow water.
Yes.
Yeah. That was an incident there, but I don't know what they done about it. I'm sure.
A lot of the K-boats are sunk, weren't they? A lot of the K-boats sunk.
Oh yes. Yeah, they had an accident. There was about 16 of them.
Mm.
Yeah, and their own ships run into them at nighttime in the North Sea. I know exactly when I was away. Oh yeah, there were several ships. Several. They were very swift boats. They could get a move on, you know.
Mm.
Yeah, I was chief quartermaster aboard there, and. That was it. We went to Chatham for refit.
Mm.
They come to me one day and said, "You're going to general service."
Mm.
So I went to the Victory.
Yes.
Went to the Victory again. She finished her refit and went out on the next spring cruise. She never come back again. And I know what happened. She tipped up, same as we did in Scotland.
Mm. Well, the K-5?
Yeah, K-5 in the Bay of Biscay. There was no bottom down there, though. Yeah. Yeah, she tipped up. That was a matter, but I knew all of them, crew.
Yes.
Jackie Gaines, Lieutenant Commander Jackie Gaines. Yeah. And,
They went to the Columbine.
Yeah. Went to the Columbine. Horn Edgar, Scotland.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was gunnery officer writer up there. Never see a typewriter in my life. But still, I had to get on with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had to get on with it. In shore establishments then, you had the victual allowance to live ashore, you know. And you could buy stuff off a passer.
Yeah.
You could buy stuff off a passer. We had a gunner up there, and he had his wife up there with a youngster in the perambulator. He used to come in there, and he had their own shipboat, Buster shipboat.
Mm-hmm.
And I never heard this is what my chum told me. He said that I forget his name is Gunner. His wife come in there one day. And he got a few things from a busser, you see. And while they were going out the main gate, it was stopped. See? And the wife heard to say...
I can't go out the front door, Stanley. Go on.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Not a door.
Well,
yes.
The wife was heard to say, "Sit down, Jackie. Why can't you sit down?" The poor child couldn't sit down because he was stacked up with two six-pound tins of cold beef. "Why don't you sit down, Jackie? Could be a good boy." "Yeah, on two tins of corned beef." "Yeah." Oh, we're getting on. I went to Victory. Went to the... I done a lot of time in the barracks there. Oh, and then I got a... Well, I was in the Victory this time. I got a draft note for the Mediterranean. For the destroyers. But I failed the doctor because I had a bump on me back. I failed the doctor, so I didn't go to the destroyers in the Mediterranean. That's right. I went to the dolphin. I went to the dolphin, and that's when they was collecting the old submarine people, experienced people, for the new submarine, X-1. There he is. Look. X-1. Now, X-1 was an experimental boat, a very big boat. It had a turret, see? Had a turret and carried a gunnery instructor and all that. And I done some time in there. It was only we only went to see her about three or four times, but she was an experimental boat, you see, and went out to the deep diving. 150 feet. Deep dive musical. Actually, I went to the Victory and the next day went to the accident to re-qualify. From there I went to the Vernon to the wrestler destroyer. The wrestler destroyer then was attached to the Vernon. So he used to run torpedo classes, torpedo ratings. The classes used to come aboard and they used to leave Porsche Father. Get out the spitport there and fire a torpedo towards Ride, run after it and pick it up. Okay? And then run along again, fire another one towards Stokes Bay, go and pick him up if he did a time to do that, see? And then repeat the performance on the way over again. And the classes had to pick the torpedo up. They used to float, look, see, when they finish a run.
Then run out.
Yes. That way. When I was in the rush store, I got a draft note for the Mediterranean, but I didn't. Because I was sick. Then sometime after, I went to the marine area, see? See? She was a gun there too then.
Well, you're going past the jail too, and then when you're in accident, then, are you?
Yeah.
And you? Yes.
Yeah.
On 926.
Yeah. Yes, I joined the Renown just as they come home from the Royal Visit from Australia.
Oh, yes.
I was a leading seaman then. Mm-hmm. I was a leading seaman then. Promotion in the Navy then was very slow. Mm-hmm. I was a leading seaman for 16 years. Everywhere I went, I was a senior leading man. That was the senior leading man. He used to stand all the rub.
Yeah.
He was responsible for the youngsters in, you see? Mm-hmm. He was responsible for the youngsters in the mess. The victualling. Mm-hmm. You had to put your own dinner up.
Yeah.
See? Now then. Depending on the cooks of the mess, they all used to take turns being cooks of the mess, wash up, and make the dinner. It all depended on their ability, how much, what dinner you had. You see? Half the time I used to have to do it myself.
Yeah.
See? They didn't know how to make a pie.
Yeah.
See? There was no self-raising flour in those days. You had baking powder.
Yeah.
See? I remember a chap saying once, going to make a pie for dinner. How much baking powder we get in there, we're going to put in there? But he said, how many you got in the mess? He said, 15. Well, he said, you can put 15 packets of baking powder. That is it, too. Yeah. There was another occasion when an OD was going to... was in the portrait in the dockyard. He hadn't had a fowl for Sunday dinner. I mean, he was going to stuff it. He had no idea how to stuff that, so he said, what do we stuff this with? Boy, an old A.B. said to him, he said, you can cabbage, aren't you? He said, yeah, you stuff it with cabbage. He did too. Yeah. Oh, yes. Yes, it all depended on the cooks of the mess, how you lived, see? Or on the lead man. I went to the Vicarage many times. Yeah, renowned. Yeah. Very nice. I'll take you upstairs in a minute. There's a couple of photographs up there. They died now.
Oh, yes.
And there's one of the renowned up there. She's doing 27 knots. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I joined her as the senior lead man, and the senior lead man used to be at the sailing launch. He was coxswain of the sailing launch. So I had that for one spring cruise. And then none of them made me freshwater tanky. That was the bloke in charge of the distribution of the water. Yes. Get the water in and fill the tanks up and up. Mm. I had a very good job there. See? And I had a mess to look out for, just the same. Yes, and from there I went to the... I went to the XP party. There they are, up there. There's two of them people who are admirals today. One is just dead. That one in civilians in the front row, he joined the Navy as a boy. Lieutenant Commander Vaughan, he was. Yes, he joined as a boy. There were three of them there become admirals. The senior one, the commander there, he finished up with commander in chief of the own fleet. In fact, his last appointment was in the naval attachment in Washington.
Oh, yes.
Actually, I think he should have been first all of the admiralty, but they give him a plum job because. Mountbatten come for him.
Oh,
not really. Not on the list.
Yeah.
But He's right. Mm. Yeah. Yeah, he only died a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that was,
That's
not. Yeah. Yeah. That's where I was painting there, that's it. Yeah. That's where I was painting there. That was in 31.
Mm-hmm.
31. In 39.
Mm-hmm.
The scare, back the war.
Yes, yeah.
They called us up for the weekend. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I went into the victory.
Yes.
And then they sent us home again the next day. Right.
Yeah.
Next year, 1940, I had to notice here in the middle of the night.
Mm.
See? So I was working then in the Dolphin.
Yes.
I worked down there for 21 years.
Yes.
See? And of course, I had to join up the Navy again.
Mm.
Went in the barracks and... Then they drafted me over to the Dolphin. And I had a diesel boat in the harbor here for the first 12 months.
Mm-hmm.
First 12 months, I had the diesel boat. We used to go around at night time and make them dark and ship. Put all the lights out. No lights allowed.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
I used to take that boat across the Pompey Harbor and the ice floes. Especially, you had to look out for the tide.
Yes.
Oh, there's some tide runs out of Pompey Harbor.
Yes. Yeah.
One night I found myself up on the beach there, just against the flagstaff, and I'd come on for that, and then they took me up to Liverpool. Gunnery training establishment. Big hospital it was. Big hospital. And all the boys used to come down from the Isle of Man, where they used to recruit them, and they used to have their gunnery course there to go aboard the merchant ships. Gems.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. So me being jail too, don't see?
Mm.
They sent me down the White Island. I qualified QR1.
Yes.
Down here. Mm. Went to Portland. Had some. Had a course of rockets. That was the beginning of the rockets.
Yes.
Age, that was. and, yes. Not bad.
Very interesting indeed.
I went up to... I left Liverpool to come redundant up there. I said, you can send me down. You want to get rid of a few? The first time I said, he said, I would. He said, but I'll go. I said, I'll go down to the barracks. I went into the barracks and I picked up the Victory ship.
Mm-hmm.
The last 2 years I did in the service.
Yes.
In the Victory ship, I was coxswain boy.
Mm-hmm.
Made me chief there.
Yes.
Made me chief there. And he's dead now. The captain, he, Wormy Grant.
Mm-hmm.
Wormy Grant, he joins the boy. Yeah. He was the gunner up White Island. Grounds gunner.
Mm-hmm.
One day he was digging a hole, putting a tree in. See? So the commander come along, he says, a nice bit of soil there. Mr. Grant, he said, I'd like some of that. He said, I shan't on the stairs. He said, you have not the stairs, tell me to get that tree in there. Oh, no, he said, I beg you, open it, or get it all in. Yeah. I didn't think that years afterwards I should see him in the Victory ship. Yeah, there's coxswain there. Trainee officers from the barracks used to come in. Used to be little aboard there. Used to go in the barracks for the lessons.
They
had about 250 there during the war. That's where I picked up the Vitlin and ifs and buts and what do they call it in the floor case? The drop.
Yeah,
the drop, you know.
Very interesting career.
Wellesley. That was the ship up at Liverpool.
Yes.
Wellesley.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a big hospital. Yeah. It was. Big hospital. Yeah. Victory ship. That was...